This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash would have to share more financial information with their drivers under a bill up for hearing at the state capitol today. Drivers would be able to compare how much they made for a ride or delivery with how much the customer actually paid to better understand how big a cut their parent company is taking. The Democratic bill would also create a process for drivers who are fired to appeal their termination through a state agency. Meanwhile, families of the victims of the Club Q shooting gathered at the state capitol today for a vigil to remember their loved ones. Democratic Representative Stephanie Vigil said the attack was born from the growing tide of hate speech and anti-LGBTQ sentiment around the nation.
As a member of this community and representative for the district where Club Q is located, I'm here to say I'm not going anywhere. No one's going back in the closet. We're not going to drop it and move on. And we're not going to allow our fair city of Colorado Springs to drop this atrocity in the memory hole and let it fade away.
Club Q announced on Monday it will reopen later this fall with a permanent memorial to the victims and new security features. A winter storm will start to roll through Colorado tonight, bringing several inches of snow and frigid temperatures. Urban parts of southern Colorado are expected to receive up to 10 inches of snow through Wednesday. Mountainous parts of the western slope could see over a foot. The Grand Junction area is forecast to receive just a few inches. And along the Front Range, snow is also forecast, and tomorrow's commute could be slippery. Right now in Denver, it's 45 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.